Friday morning with WSGW, you, with Dave and Pat and Charlie, thank you for unofficially starting on a weekend on a Friday broadcast. Another weekend during the college football season where, once again, Saginaw Valley State University football will be heard on WSGW. And on Friday mornings during the season, it's our early pregame show. As we have Voice of Cardinals Football joining us in studio, that would be you, J.J. Bame. Good morning. Happy Friday to you, sir.
Good morning. Happy Friday to you.
How did we get here? Final game of the season this weekend.
Charlie, 1 week at a time.
Yeah, 1 week at a time. Let's talk last week, first of all. Wow. I heard the beginning of the game. I didn't have a chance to hear the bulk of the game. Then, thankfully, I heard the final score. What I heard was the Cardinals go up 6-0. And then I heard Northern Michigan rattle off 21 straight points.
Yep.
And I had to, unfortunately, leave the broadcast 21-6. I'm like, oh, boy. Talk about having your work cut out for you. And then I find out SVSU rolls off 27 straight points to win the game 33-21. Not a recipe for a winning football game, but it worked.
Charlie, you missed the good part.
Oh, man. How do you go from the depths of despair to the heights of celebration like that?
Well, there's two things. I mean, one is if you rush for 278 yards and you have over 38 minutes of possession time, you do take control of the football game. And now, again, give Northern Michigan credit. You know, SVSU had a muffed punt, and then SVSU threw an interception, and Northern Michigan was able to take advantage of short fields in both of those situations and score touchdowns. That's how they built that 21-6 lead. But SVSU didn't get rattled. They put together a very nice touchdown drive right before the end of the half, you know, 10 plays, 75 yards, and Colby Newberg threw a beautiful strike to Isaiah Johnson-Mack for a touchdown, gave SVSU a big boost going into the locker room at 21-13, trailing at that point, but with some momentum, SVSU knows they're going to get the ball to start the second half, and then, again, SVSU was just able to really control the ball on the ground, you know, 278 yards rushing. That takes the ball away from the other team. That becomes demoralizing because they're like, we just can't stop this team. You know, Tommy Scott had another good day, 20 carries, 98 yards, including a touchdown. With a good game tomorrow, Tommy Scott can rise all the way to number 3 on the SVSU all-time rushing list. He'll go in as number 6, but they're all kind of bunched together, and he needs like 109 yards or something like that tomorrow. I'll look it up here and confirm in a moment, but he doesn't need that much to go all the way from 6th to 3rd, you know, but it wasn't just him. Colby Newberg, the quarterback, had 55 yards rushing. Tyler Amos, the number 2 back, 40 yards rushing. Micah Horro, another quarterback, 39 yards rushing. I mean, so you're really spreading it around, and SVSU was just able to run the ball, and then SVSU forced 2 turnovers in the second half. I mean, one of them was just a regular kickoff high into the wind, and the Northern Michigan upbacks didn't go back, and the deep men for Northern Michigan didn't realize the wind was going to knock it down as much as it did, so it falls at like the 20-yard line, and SVSU was able to recover it. Then SVSU also got a nice interception from Nick Whiteside. 31 takeaways now on the season that SVSU has forced, so a lot of those things contributed to SVSU getting a nice come-from-behind victory last Saturday.
And being a stat guy that I love to do, looking at the stats, you'd say that SVSU should have dominated the game despite the overwhelming numbers up and down the entire stat sheet. And I thought, going back to building up that 6-0 lead, I thought it was interesting because you talked about the drives. Even those field goals were some lengthy drives. I think it was like 10 and 11 plays. You want more out of it than a field goal, but at least you're able to get the points, but you sustain some early drives, which I think was an indicator of how the game was going
to
go.
Well, and it also starts to wear the other team down, you know, so that now when SVSU is able to run it out in the third and fourth quarters, that's a defense that's just worn out because, yes, they had to expend a lot of energy in those two earlier drives, even though, again, from a defensive standpoint, you hold the other team to a field goal, you think, all right, you know, we did all right, but it was just a situation where SVSU, particularly the offensive line, did a very good job of controlling the line of scrimmage and the point of attack, and SVSU was able to just run the ball all day long, and that was a clear recipe for success last Saturday.
So that is 5 straight wins for the Cardinals entering the final game of the season. It's the long road trip up to Michigan Tech, and Tech, a winning record, an impressive win against Northwood last week. So it's never easy to win, but here you're going against a team on the road, we have to play on their turf. They're staying home. They don't have to make the long trip. So does that add into the any of the game plan for SVSU or the game situation, I guess I should say?
Well, I'm sure it will in terms of the standpoint. It's also senior day for Michigan Tech, right? I mean, it's going to be an emotional lift for them to have all those seniors concluding their careers for Michigan Tech. And they've had an interesting season. As you said, they're coming into this one 5-4. They got a 34-0 shutout victory over Northwood last Saturday. They've lost to Grand Valley twice. So, again, all the GWEAC schools are playing somebody twice. Well, they've lost to Grand Valley twice. They've lost to Ferris. And then they've lost to the University of St. Thomas, which is a Division I AA school out of Minnesota. So, you know, their four losses are to good competition. And then they've won the rest of their games. They had a bye week in there, too. But so they're 5-4 coming into this one. I think that, but again, if SVSU is able to follow the recipe that they have in recent weeks, you know, Michigan Tech is going to want to run the football. Teams have not had a lot of success running the football against SVSU. You've got to give Northern Michigan a little bit of credit last week because Tyquan Cox was able to rip off a 57-yard touchdown run. SVSU hasn't allowed many of those. But then you look at it, aside from that, they didn't have much luck running the football. And if Michigan Tech becomes one-dimensional, that's going to play into SVSU's hands because SVSU's been able to get pressure on the quarterback and has been able to intercept the football against opponents all season long.
And Michigan Tech defensively, they're going to have to stop SVSU run. I mean, that's been the bread and butter all season long.
Well, and what you see is that it's going to be interesting because Michigan Tech has a defense built to stop the run. So Steve Olson, who's the head coach at Michigan Tech now, was the defensive coordinator for many years. And they run what's essentially kind of a 4-4 type scheme. Four down linemen, four linebackers. Single high safety, two corners on the edges. And that can do a very good job of stopping the run. However, if you're able to get one block at the second level, all of a sudden, you know, now you've got your running back one-on-one with the high safety, and if he makes a move and gets past him, I mean, it's a big run, and we've just seen Tommy Scott make players miss all season, so I wouldn't be surprised if you see an opportunity like that for Tommy Scott tomorrow. And then the other thing is going to be if SVSU continues to, you know, have some success in the passing game. I mean, Casey Williams all season long, he's been able to make catches over the middle where then he makes a tackler miss and he turns that into a big play. He had another one like that last Saturday. So there are some opportunities for SVSU to be able to make some plays offensively. And again, you just see as the season has progressed now, we're heading into week 11, SVSU has some playmakers on offense that are truly special at this level. Tommy Scott, Casey Williams, Isaiah Johnson Mack, all of them have done a lot this season. You know, and Chad Galliard, he's out there. You know, we've seen him do it before. This will be his final game in a Cardinal uniform. He might have one more left in him. Again, he hadn't been quite 100% this season, but he's been going out there. Maybe he's got one more big game left in him as well. So I think that's kind of what you're looking for from an SVSU standpoint. And if SVSU protects the football too, right? You know, because you want to make Michigan Tech have long drives down the field. Can they move at 10-12 plays against this SVSU defense? Not many teams have been able to do that.
We made reference to this last week. Has anything changed as far as the possible fortunes as SVSU, if runs the table, could finish the season at 7-3?
Yeah, could you get the GLIAC moved from Region 2 to Region 1? Because Region 1, SVSU all of a sudden would have a much better shot because there's teams in the top 10 of the regional rankings in Region 1 who already have three losses, and SVSU would be right in there with them. SVSU would need a lot of help tomorrow, including multiple significant upsets for them to have a shot to make it into the playoffs from the region that they're in. Again, that's the way this shakes out, right? I mean, conferences are grouped together. And while I think if you were to go out and ask knowledgeable Division II football people, is SVSU one of the 28 best teams in Division II football right now? I would make a pretty compelling case that they are. Are they likely to make the playoffs given this regional format and the way that things are structured? No, that does not seem likely because there's several teams ahead of them in the regional rankings who have zero or one loss, so they're not going to fall down to where SVSU could catch them. Are all those other teams with two losses all going to lose? I don't know. It would obviously, again, take some upsets and other things for that to fall that way. All SVSU can do is go out and control what is within its control, go out, try to win tomorrow. And even if you don't make the playoffs, which would be disappointing on the one hand, you'd close the season with six consecutive victories, which obviously would do a lot to build this program and put them in very good shape to be a serious playoff contender and a serious GLIAC contender next season.
Yeah, considering that 2 year losses are to the top teams, Ferris State and Grand Valley.
Well, and the other one's to Bowie State, who's only loss. I mean, they're 9-1, and their only loss is to a Division I AA school. So, you know, SVSU's three losses all have come against teams that are in the top 15 in the nation in Division II football, and two of them were very close. SVSU did not play well against Grand Valley. So, and now give Grand Valley credit too, but SVSU just did not play a good game that Saturday. The rest of the season, SVSU's played good games, and they, again, took Ferris to overtime, lost by two. You know, Bowie State, that was a two-point game for a long time. SVSU eventually loses by nine on the road. So SVSU's hung very tough against good competition, and all of that competition also then prepares them going into Michigan Tech, because the other thing you know about Michigan Tech, they're going to throw out two or three trick plays tomorrow. They always do. And so, are you going to be ready for them? If you are, that's a big momentum boost for the defense. If you're not, let's say Michigan Tech hits one of those big plays. Well, this is a team that's had a lot of success and has been in a lot of pressure situations, so it may not affect you the same way that it can when a team hits one of those trick plays against you.
Well, let's finish the season strong. We'll be looking forward to it. Of course, we've got a broadcast, 12:30 pregame, 1 o'clock kick at Michigan Tech. And we'll have some fun with that on 100.5 News Radio WSW and online. Look for the local sports stream at WSW.com. JJ, we're looking forward. We'll, regardless of what happens, we're going to talk again next week.
Yes.
You got to have a season capper, and it's going to be nice to talk SVSU football again. Go Cards!
Yes, and 107 yards for Tommy Scott tomorrow, and he moves up to number 3 on the SVSU all-time list.
As promised, JJ's got the stat. We knew he would.